What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 137, I think. A Strong the Iron Will Way. I had a conversation with a client this morning that I thought was worth repeating, because I think many people struggle with this same thing. So she's been training, she's been lifting for maybe 2 months with us now, and prior to that, she's been exercising for quite some time. And I think she honestly thought that she was lifting. She was doing, you know, not dissimilar exercises to what we're doing. We're not doing anything revolutionary. Squatting, lunging, rowing, pressing. So she's done those movements before. But she had never done them with any kind of weights. She had squatted the most was a 15-pound dumbbell. So I've noticed a considerable change in her physique in the past 2 months. Now, we did discuss changing her nutrition. And similarly, she was following a kind of bodybuilder-guided, really wacky macros plan that maybe works for somebody who's in contest prep and a super high percentage of fats, really low percentage of carbs, whatever, but it wasn't working for her. I adjusted her macros and diet to something much more simple, much more kind of quote-unquote normal. And her body responded very quickly to that. So did her energy levels and just everything. So in 2 months, and maybe it's a little 3 months, I don't know. I've seen her body fat go down considerably. Her proportions have improved dramatically because she's adding muscle where she needs to add it. She's losing fat where she needs to lose it. And she looks great. So one of the things I explained to her, so I saw her today and I said, wow, I got to keep pointing out how much different you look every week. It's really great. And being, you know, her own worst critic, like we all are, she doesn't always see it, and that's why I tell her. And by the way, everybody that knows me knows this. I will tell you all day long if it's happening, but I will not fucking bullshit you. I'm not going to tell you that if it's not happening. I'm not going to be one of these guys that's like, hey, you look great, like when you don't, or when you're going backwards. I'm going to say it, though, when I see it. I'll say it every fucking time. I'll say it all day long, because I feel like we don't get enough of that. And I can remember being a young guy and trying really hard at the gym day in, day out, and maybe I was getting somewhere, maybe not, but I was really, really trying. And I'll never forget, this lady came up to me, and I didn't know her. I'd seen her at the gym quite a bit, and nothing inappropriate or weird or anything like that. She just came by one day, and I happened to be by myself, and she said, hey, I just want to tell you, I've like watched you working out all summer, and like you really put on a lot of muscle or look different or whatever, but it was fucking made my day. Like, I thought about that for months, and really kept me going in times that I might have not been so feeling so confident about where I was going. So I keep that in mind all the time, and if I see somebody that's doing well, even if it's out of my comfort zone to say so, I'm going to go tell them. So I told her that. She said, oh, well, I'm surprised. I haven't really been doing that great, you know, this week with holiday parties and stuff like that. I said, well, what are you talking about? She says, well, you know, I had this and that. And I've kind of been off my plan. I said, listen, if you can stick to the, you know, eating plan 80% of the time and 20% of the time, you know, be off plan, you're good to go. Like, when you're eating properly and training hard the right way with plenty of strength training, is what she was missing. You're not going to be perfect 100% of the time or 90% of the time. And that's an unrealistic expectation. And if you are, it's just not in your nature to be that way, but you're forcing yourself to. It's a fucking miserable existence. So don't shoot for that. Shoot for 80-20, you know. Do well most of the time. And when you have a holiday party or things like that, let down your hair a little bit and enjoy it. Now, here's what I said, though. Here's what you have to be careful of. And this is what a lot of people fall into this trap. Let's say you have a holiday party on Thursday night. You decide, hey, Thursday night, I'm going to just go and I'm going to do whatever. You know, there's going to be crappy food there and drinks. First of all, my advice on that particular day is think of that day, whatever plan you're following, consider that day just a total calories day. So what I mean by that is, don't worry about how much protein, how much carbs, how much fat, is it good quality foods or bad quality foods. It's going to be shitty quality foods. It's going to be too much fat, too many carbs, not enough protein, probably, right? Understand that day we're just going to look at total calories. Just try to not blow your total calories out of the water. Be cognizant of how much you're eating. So if they have pizza and they have chips and they have cookies and they have drinks, have a drink, have a piece of pizza, have half a piece of pizza, have one cookie, have a handful of nuts. Don't have a large amount of everything and blow your calories out of the water. If you can keep your total daily calories under control, meaning eat less that day, eat less for breakfast, eat less for lunch, don't have snacks, save some of your calories for dinner. This is not a day-to-day way to roll, but for a special occasion, eat very little throughout the day, so you have, you know, 1,000 calories to eat at night, and you still won't go over. That works. I've done it. And you can enjoy yourself. Now, the key here, though, is to recognize that this was an adult decision that you made, not a mistake. This was not a fuck up that you're supposed to now beat yourself up over. So this is not to go back to those old patterns of, I blew my diet last night, and now you wake up Friday, and you're a little hungover, and you're a little disappointed in yourself, so you fuck all Friday up because you're like, you know what, I just already blew it. I might as well just get my shit together on Monday. So now you dig yourself this self-sabotaging fucking hole for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now you actually have done some damage, okay? The 3 hours at the party, you didn't do any damage. Even if you ate 2,000 calories at that party, still fine. But if you ride that wave of sabotage throughout the weekend, now, psychologically and emotionally, you are really digging yourself a hole. And physically, you really are digging yourself a hole. You will put on body fat. You will put on weight. You will backtrack a lot in 4 days. So it's very important to understand that at that party, when you make those decisions, it's a decision. You're doing it intentionally. It's not a fuck up. It's not a mistake. It's not a weakness. You're just deciding to enjoy yourself, which is completely normal. And then get your shit together the next morning. You know, drink lots of water. Get back to eating. Get back to working out. You will not miss a beat. But most importantly, do not get sucked into writing off the next day or the weekend or the week. Because what happens then? So we are at like December, I don't know what we're at, 13th or something today. What will typically happen around now is somebody has that party Thursday night. Instead of recognizing that it was a decision and they get back on their diet or their eating plan Friday, they think they messed up, they beat themselves up over it, they overeat and drink Friday, Saturday, Sunday, planning to get it back together Monday. Well, Monday rolls around, they feel even worse because of the weekend, so now they skip their workout and they figure, oh man, this whole week's probably a wash. I'll get it together next week. Pretty soon, they're looking at fucking July 1st with everybody else, or January 1st with everybody else. and oddly enough, probably will become July 1st. You know, that's how this shit happens. So you got to put it behind you. And like I said, build it into your plan, conscious decision to do it. Enjoy yourself, because guess what? None of this stuff is worth doing if you're going to be fucking miserable all the time. So find something that works. 80-20 is what works for me and works for most people that I coach. Don't beat yourself up over making decisions to indulge. Enjoy it and get back on track. Have a good day, you guys.